It's Laos, basically a group of professional women. We wanted to give back to our community. We organize and we assist the Lao community, and we make sure that we inform, especially of the ones in North Carolina, of the resources that we have. We put together a free art for the summer for the kids to come over and do something positive. And most recently, we were invited by the local museum, the
You
country of
know,
Laos. I'm part of that, and it was a great event. A lot of people turned out, and it's the first time, is my understanding, that we showcase a lot of the countries in Asia. And we were very excited that they invited Laos to participate, and we made sure that we had a good showing. The museum, we were on display for a few months. It has turned into another display. What we do as Laos organization, essentially, if there's anything in town, even if it's making sure that vaccinations, food banks, anything that's
wow.
available in our overall community, we share it with the Lao community so they're aware of it. And the people
Okay.
that we partner up with, like if we, of course, Pauline Ollie, they're in finances. We have a veterinarian who we contact. We have someone who is involved in her career for Medicaid, Medicare. So we share the information that's updated and new.
Wow.
We're brand new and we're grassroots. So we do
Okay.
not. We work with the North Carolina Golf Association, and we team up with them to do back to school. We've been doing that. We're not even 2 years old, Iking. After the campaign, we started this up just so we can give back to the community. We have about six, and we're recruiting because what we want is, because all six of us, we're all full-time workers. So we're looking for anybody who wants to join and help us on events because it takes a lot of time. We just partnered up with B Bank of America recently as well because they invited us to showcase Laos with the Asian Heritage Month.